Love, Death, and Reputation, a Fable. Reputation, love, and death, the last all bones, the first all breath, the midst composed of restless fire, from each other would retire, through the world resolved to stray, every one several way, exercising as they went each such power as fate had lent, which, if it united were, wretched mortals could not bear. But as parting friends do show to what place they mean to go, correspondence to engage, nominate their utmost stage, Death declared he would be found near the fatal trumpet's sound, or where pestilences reign, and quacks the greater plagues maintain, shaking still his sandy glass, and mowing human flesh like grass. Love, as next his leave he took, cast on both so sweet a look as their tempers near disarmed, one relaxed and t'other warmed. Shades for his retreat he chose, rural plains and soft repose, where no dowry e'er was paid, where no jointure e'er was made, no ill tongue the nymph perplexed, where no forms the shepherd vexed, where himself should be the care of the fond and of the fair. Where that was, they soon should know. Au revoir, then turn to go. Reputation made a pause, suiting her severer laws. Second thoughts and third she used, weighing consequences, mused. When, at length, to both she cried, "You two safely may divide, to the antipodes may fall, and reascend the encompassed ball, certain still to meet again in the breasts of tortured men, who by one too far betrayed call in t'other to their aid. Whilst I, tender, coy, and nice, raised and ruined in a trice, either fix with those I grace, or abandoning the place, no return my nature bears from green youth or hoary hairs. If through guilt or chance I sever, I once parting, part forever."